Today's reading begins in Numbers chapter 34, verse 16. Numbers 34, 16. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men who shall divide the land to you for inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one chief from every tribe to divide the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of the people of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad the son of Chislon; of the tribe of the people of Dan, a chief, Bukai the son of Jogli; of the people of Joseph, of the tribe of the people of Manasseh, a chief, Haniel the son of Ephod; and of the tribe of the people of Ephraim, a chief, Kemuel the son of Shiftan; of the tribe of the people of Zebulun, a chief, Elizaphan, the son of Parnach; of the tribe of the people of Issachar, a chief, Paltiel, the son of Azan; and of the tribe of the people of Asher, a chief, Ahihud, the son of Shalomi; of the tribe of the people of Naphtali, a chief, Petahel, the son of Ammihud. These are the men whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance for the people of Israel in the land of Canaan." The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Command the people of Israel to give to the Levites some of their inheritance of their possessions as cities for them to dwell in. And you shall give to the Levites pasture lands around the cities. The cities shall be theirs to dwell in, and their pasture lands shall be for their cattle and for their livestock and for all their beasts. The pasture lands of the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city toward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, on the south side 2,000 cubits, on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall belong to them as pasture land for their cities. The cities that you give to the Levites shall be the 6 cities of refuge, where you shall permit the manslayer to flee, and in addition to them you shall give 42 cities. All the cities that you give to the Levites shall be 48 with their pasture lands. And as for the cities that you shall give from the possession of the people of Israel, from the larger tribes you shall take many, and from the smaller tribes you shall take few. Each in proportion to the inheritance that it inherits shall give of its cities to the Levites." And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person without intent may flee there. The cities shall be for you a refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. And the cities that you give shall be your 6 cities of refuge. You shall give 3 cities beyond the Jordan and 3 cities in the land of Canaan to be the cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be for refuge for the people of Israel and for the stranger, for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills any person without intent may flee there. But if he struck him down with an iron object so that he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. And if he struck him down with a stone tool that would cause death and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. Or if he struck him down with a wooden tool that would cause death and he died, he is a murderer. The murderer shall be put to death. The avenger of blood shall himself put the murderer to death. When he meets him, he shall put him to death. And if he pushed him out of hatred or hurled something at him lying in wait so that he died, or in enmity struck him down with his hand so that he died, then he who struck the blow shall be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when he meets him. But if he pushed him suddenly without enmity, or hurled anything on him without lying in wait, or used a stone that could cause death, and without seeing him dropped it on him so that he died, though he was not his enemy and did not seek his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the manslayer and the avenger of blood in accordance with these rules. And the congregation shall rescue the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge to which he had fled, and he shall live in it until the death of the high priest who was anointed with holy oil. But if the manslayer shall at any time go beyond the boundaries of his city of refuge to which he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the boundaries of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. For he must remain in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest, but after the death of the high priest the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be for a statute and rule for you throughout your generations in all your dwelling places. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the evidence of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Moreover, you shall accept no ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, but he shall be put to death. And you shall accept no ransom for him who has fled to his city of refuge, that he may return to dwell in the land before the death of the high priest. You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and no atonement can be made for the land and the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of the one who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell in the midst of the people of Israel. So we started out with this direction about places for the Levites to live, these cities that were going to be set aside for them. And part of these cities were also these cities of refuge. These cities of refuge were a way for one to escape this avenger of blood, the one that would come after them for the death of someone else, and basically await a trial. And God is a just God. He set this up in order to allow some time for the heat of the moment to pass and for a judgment to be made. However, he also does say if they're not put to death, they must stay in those cities of refuge. They don't get to just go off and resume their life. It needs to be a time period until the death of the high priest, whatever time period that might be. It might be a very long time. But going back to this point about the Levites receiving these cities, remember the Levites didn't receive a land inheritance like the rest of the tribes. Instead, their inheritance was the Lord. They were to have their living based on the temple and their service in it. However, they still needed a place to live. They needed these cities to live in when they were not performing the temple service. And the pasture land around these cities was given so that their animals may be able to eat as well. So we see that God is providing for the Levites, even though they are different than the rest of the tribes. Yes, they were to make their living based on the temple, but even those that made their living still needed a place to live, place for their families, etc. Also, we see that each tribe was to be part of giving these cities. If it was a small tribe, then it would be less. And if it was a large tribe, it would be more. So these Levites would be spread out amongst all the tribes. And I think that if they had remained faithful, that would have been of great benefit to them to have the Levites living among them in such a way. But of course, the problem became when they were not faithful that put the Levites in a tough position. But we'll get to that as we continue our readings. So consider that God provided for all of them, and especially provided for the Levites in different ways, but special ways as well. And God still provides for us today. We don't have a tribe of Levi anymore, but we are all priests in the household of God, a chosen people, that royal priesthood that Peter describes for us. And he provides something special for us. Ultimately, a home in heaven. Now, a place in the body of Christ. Consider these things today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.